sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour here on this Tuesday, September 9th, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. U.S. Education Secretary Linda McMahon began a tour of schools across the country yesterday, starting with the Pembroke Academy in Detroit, where she participated in a roundtable discussion with U.S. Congressman from Michigan, John Molinar, as well as Congressman Tim Walberg, among others. The point of the tour is to see what best practices in schools that are working. Traditional public schools, charter schools, private schools, religious schools. What success are they having using across the country, and then create a toolkit that schools could use? McMahon said is the main mission, the main goal. What are these schools teaching, and how are they teaching it? As we are returning education to the states, if those states aren't performing well as others, or if they just generally want to look at the process that's going on in the country, I think it's going to be very helpful to say this program is really working here. It's not a mandate for you to adopt it, because we're not going to give out mandates. But it is simply a proven process, complete with materials and teaching skills to show that the success has been had in many state different programs, end quote, said McMahon. McMahon said the roundtable group talked about the learning loss students faced during the China virus pandemic. The group also talked about the power of parents in school districts and their ability to give the power to the parents to find a school that best meets their children's needs. Molinar is the co-chair of the Congressional School Choice Caucus with Senator Tim Scott, Republican U.S. Senator from South Carolina. Well, Michigan Democratic Party Chair Curtis Hertel teed off on McMahon, who had previously served as the president and CEO of the World Wrestling Entertainment, the WWE, before getting into politics back in 2009. Trump has basically put someone fundamentally unqualified in charge of the Department of Education to carry out his anti-education agenda. And now State House Republicans are picking up the baton and attacking public education in their state budget. Hertel went on to say, Linda McMahon's visit to a Michigan high school underscores Republican attacks on our public schools, and they're hoping we don't notice. Here in Michigan, State House Republicans are cutting millions of dollars from the education budget and ripping out free school meals away from working families. Whether it's the State House Republicans or underqualified loyalist Linda McMahon, the Republican Party is raising costs for families and failing to support teachers and schools. Sorry, Hertel. None of that basically is even true. Have you even read the House Republican budget? Per pupil funding is up $2,000. Short break. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
You have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet? Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Got on board a westbound 747.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Second segment, hour three. Governor Gretchen Whitmer has been out of the country since the beginning of the month. Today, of course, September 9th. She headed to Singapore and Japan for a conference, which has led to a stop at a German auto show in Munich on her return trip. making this her second conference abroad. Whitmer and her entourage are attending the September 9th through the 12th IAA Mobility Conference at the Munich Rhein Exhibition Center in Germany. It features the world's largest mobility and technology companies alongside 70 international startup companies from nearly 20 countries. We're going everywhere to make sure Michigan is competing and winning jobs and investments to bring back home, Whitmer said. She said that this mobility conference is one of the world's top mobility trade shows and helps the Michigan automotive supply chains, manufacturing, electric vehicles, and other mobility advancements. The conference website states that there will be more than 200 sessions on five stages with more than 500 international speakers. The conference is being sponsored by companies like 3M, Accenture, AWS, IBM, SAP, Google, and PwC. Whitmer was scheduled to give a 15-minute fireside chat called Michigan Moves the World today, Tuesday, in Germany. She's expected to talk about the global supply chain disruptions during the China virus pandemic and what impact international collaboration, talent, and technology are expected to have on the future of global mobility. On the tour with the governor, of course, is Quentin Messer Jr., the CEO of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, who's facing an investigation by our Attorney General, Dana Nessel, with regards to a $20 million grant that was ramrodded through, given to the Democrat operative, Faye Baydoun, a personal friend of Governor Gretchen Whitmer. $20 million grant to start a business, a company that she never started, even though she paid herself a salary of $500,000 a year after taking the grant. You remember she got major media attention when it was found out that she spent $4,500 for a coffee maker. Still, with no accountability of where the $20 million went. So, I give Dana Nessel credit for at least going after a Republican, Quentin Messer Jr., but it's going to lead to the money going back to a Democrat. So, this is going to be a very interesting investigation by the Attorney General. Now, another story I was looking at, and this is kind of interesting. Michigan ban on credit scores with regards to auto insurance is being called phony. Doug Heller, the insurance director for the Consumer Federation of America, said Michigan's ban on credit scores influencing auto insurance coverage is phony. It's still happening, but the data is simply being collected differently. At the time, he said legislators removed credit scoring completely from the insurance market. However, most people don't realize that your credit score will have more of an impact on your insurance premiums, oftentimes even more than your driving safety record, Heller said. Michigan has one of the most extreme uses of credit scores in the country. In other words, insurance companies put more weight on your credit history in Michigan than almost anywhere else in the country. For around 7 years, Heller has consulted with the Coalition Protecting Auto No Fault CPAN. He's a trial lawyer, which led the group who's been highly critical of the Michigan's 2019-2021 auto insurance reform. Under the 2019 statute, insurers with Michigan customers were barred from using credit information when determining the denial or cancellation or even the renewal of someone's car insurance coverage. However, the law does permit credit information and an insurance score to be utilized while insurers prepare premium installment payment options and availability. However, insurance companies do not extend credit. When you get a loan from a bank, they give you money up front and they want you to make sure that you're going to pay it back. Do you have a history of making payments? Have you paid other loans back? However, Heller said, insurance is not a loan. If you miss your payment, you don't owe anything. They simply cancel your policy. Well, Heller's interview came after the Consumer Federation of America reported to Michigan Public that based on rates recently approved by the state's insurance department, motorists have seen in Michigan $100 million in premium increases that were imposed both in January and March. Additionally, the Lansing-based marketing research group found that among 602 Michiganders, 25.1% of the respondents from a survey sent out on March 24th through the 28th said they had no trust in their auto insurance company paying for needed expenses. Additionally, 13.5% said they did not completely trust their insurance company to even pay their claims. Well, here is a major highlight of the 2019 auto insurance reform package, which is now no longer obligating drivers to purchase unlimited personal injury protection, permitting insurers to offer different levels of coverage so that the consumers could consider the cost savings. In early August, the Insurance Alliance of Michigan touted an analysis from Bankrate, the financial service provider based in North Carolina. Although Michigan was still listed among the 10 most expensive states for car insurance, it has now fell behind Colorado, Nevada, Florida, Louisiana, and New York. All of those states have more expensive car insurance than Michigan. So we're sixth in the country now. Previously, prior to the reforms, we were number one. Well, New York has had their first place ranking. $4,031 is its average yearly cost for car insurance in New York. Michigan coming in sixth place, $3,193 published average. Well, the IAM congratulated Michigan for falling from at least first place to sixth place in terms of most expensive insurance. Erwin McDonald, the IAM's executive director, put out a press release stating that reforms have made great strides in cracking down on fraud and abuse, reining in overcharging by medical providers, and giving consumers a choice in the level of medical coverage included in their auto insurance policy. However, we urge lawmakers in both parties to let these reforms work and push back on special interest groups that want to turn the clock back based on the historic improvements that was made to Michigan's auto no-fault system. As for the relationship between credit and car insurance, Michigan was listed as one of seven states that prohibit home and auto insurance companies from utilizing credit-based insurance scores when offering renewal of their policies or when making decisions around the premiums they charge. Heller called on Michigan's Department of Insurance Financial Services to do a better job looking at pricing models. Lastly, the 2019 law prohibited insurance companies from setting rates based on a client's zip code. But instead of looking at data on a county or regional basis, the insurance company started setting up rates used by the census block groups. These are very small quadrants within a zip code, and it allows them to really carve up the city in a most egregious way. Heller addressed the topic of road funding, as the Republican-led House and governor have tied budget negotiations to their goals of creating more than $3 billion in money for road and bridge projects. Well, Heller said bad roads cause crashes. When roads are in disrepair, people have crashes, and that push up premiums. There's no question about it, but perhaps even more importantly, it pushes up unnecessary injuries and even death. So obviously, roads in disrepair are a problem, and it actually impacts the insurance market. I'll give you a perfect example. Vicki and I went downstate this past weekend for our great-granddaughter's birthday celebration and then left southeastern Michigan and drove to Lansing. Vicki had a conference with the Board of Election in Lansing. Folks, there were some roads that were so bad. Looked at the traffic, not seeing any oncoming traffic, I literally hogged the center of the road. The left wheels were in the oncoming traffic lane. The right wheels were barely inside the right lane I should have been in. I hogged the center line for as long as I could until oncoming traffic. Those potholes were unbelievable. And if we were ever going to make it to Lansing, we went out M59. Unbelievable. Now, don't get me wrong, there's portions that have been resurfaced, repaved, but man, they have problems in southeastern Michigan. Final half hour of today's show, we'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan.